don't
but
want it. Don't do this to me.
Hey guys, this is Bridget.
And this is Will.
And this is Mary.
Welcome to
No Stupid.
Speaking of loose vaginas, how about the mom from this movie, huh? That's the horniest.
Hello.
Can you
hear
my God.
Me? I am here.
There she is. The spirit of Mary. Look at her.
Mary. I was gonna see how's everybody doing tonight before we get into stuff.
Fantastic.
How's everybody's day? Were you productive?
I had my car hit. I have finals.
What?
I just turned in a 52-page final. I've been great.
You and Mary are like just magnets for car accidents.
No, dude. Okay, listen to this shit. Okay, so yeah, hit my parked car. Right? The only way that I know that he's Mormon is because all I do is, like, I look up into his window every time I, like, get back into my apartment, and all I see is, like, a framed picture of Jesus, and Mormons are the only people with that, and it's the same picture. I know this Mormon picture of Jesus.
We hung out with nothing but Mormons in high school, so we do know.
Correct.
I know what and, picture you're talking about.
Yeah, so he, like, hit my parked car, and, like, my entire rear end, like, completely buckled, so, like, my exhaust pipe is not where it should be.
Did you see them do it, or did like they leave a note that was like, sorry,
I heard it, and then he knocked on my door and he was just like, yeah, I hit your car. And like
came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and like he looked like super upset about it, and I was just like, you okay? Like, I was consoling him because he looked like he was ready to cry.
Maybe he doesn't have car insurance.
No, he definitely has car insurance.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Fitch made sure. he definitely has insurance. And, like, what was crazy was that, like, later on when I was picking up my rental, like, there was literally no one who could give me a ride. And, like, Uber, like, I don't know, blue-balled me. And, they were like, no one can come pick you up right now. So I had to knock on his door. And I was like, hello, you hit my car. Help me get a rental, please. And he drove me to get my rental.
Oh, that's nice.
That's fun.
Yeah, no, it's actually been an excruciating experience. And that's how I spent my Thanksgiving, was on the phone with insurance people. So thanks, Mary.
Yay! you know, I've been there. I happened to total my car on a holiday. Two or three years ago.
Oh.
Because I ate dinner at Will's house.
That's right.
So I can sympathize. I feel you, you know? That sucks.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a bond now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's always you too.
I totaled
knock
my
on
car
wood.
On a holiday, and then the next year I totaled my car going to work. Someone crashed into me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was driving to work. I was driving on Grand, and I had always just joked, like, if I didn't want to go to work, like, wouldn't it be funny if like a car hit me and I just like got in an accident and I didn't have to go to work, and then one morning it did.
Did you have to go to work?
And I did not. I texted my, like, I got hit, and then, you know, I'm just hanging out in the middle of the road, and I texted my boss. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make it in today. I just got in a car accident.
That's actually kind of funny, because I, like, when I was working for a department store that I hated, and I knew, like, on the first day of orientation that I hated it, I would have rather have done CASA and read box shit at CR Trading Post all day long than work in for an hour. They were talking about how like they can hold your job till a certain point if you get injured, and they're like, yeah, one day, like, on this girl's second week, she broke her ankle, and all I could think about was lucky bitch. And then 2 weeks later I broke my ankle. But the funny thing is, Mary, is that when I called them, because I was on my way to work at Dillard's when I broke my ankle, and I was like, so I just fell and broke my ankle, and they're like, oh,
your
no,
arms aren't
so
broken,
you'll be a little late. And I was like, no, I'm not coming in. I couldn't even walk. Jamie had to like create like this little contraption out of like a rolly chair to get me down the steps on the front porch. Like, I'm not coming in.
Well, that's fun. That's just
yeah. So how did your boss react?
Oh, my boss was like, "Oh my gosh, don't even worry about it. Just like we'll take care of everything."
Oh, that would have been nice. That would have been nice. Okay, my boss now is different, but just departments, the retail, and
they don't give a fuck.
They just could give a fuck less about your.
No, I used to work at Walmart, so I completely understand that.
True.
Same with yep. So you coming?
Yep. Yeah. Have you seen those things? I follow the Angry Bartender on Facebook, and it's pretty, you know, retail and the service. I mean, they're both the service industry, in my opinion. And like, there was this picture of like this car flipped over and like it was on fire, and he was calling into work, and he was like, "So we'll see you this afternoon or something. You know, like, are you still coming in?" And it's so true. We forgot to reintroduce our friend John. Bonsoir, this is our friend John. Amis. Remember him from the craft episode? He's That's back, me. Or Slut Bunwalla, as we like to call
okay,
him.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, John.
So I had my, like, I went to observe my mentor teacher at my school, right? Okay, let me tell you, it was crazy. It was nuts. So first of all, some kid like went MIA and we had to call the cops.
It doesn't surprise
no, okay,
me.
Okay, so
though.
Some kid like went MIA. Like, he was just like, he just peaced out to go to the bathroom, and then he like never came back. So then we had to call administration. They had to call the cops to go locate him. After that, like, these two girls were like bullying this other girl in class, so they were like in and out to go talk to the guidance counselor. So I wasn't privy to the actual bullying, but like, these girls were like in and out constantly, like the whole time.
Wow.
Nobody did anything. So no, seriously, like, oh, you would like, fun. Here's this worksheet, get going, and then they just like wouldn't do it. So then you have to like come around and be like, "Do you need help getting started?" Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, "No." And I'd be like, "Well, let's get started then." And then you'd help them get started anyway, and then they would like stop doing it. So it was great. I loved it.
And then
I
Will
also
got
fucked
fired.
Up this kid on the unit circle. I don't know if you guys ever had to do trigonometry, but like, it was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Yeah, I did.
Why? What happened?
Oh, okay. So these kids are doing, so if you want to know like the cosine of the sine of a specific angle measure, right? You just look on the angles, or you just look on the unit circle, and the coordinates will tell you everything you need to know, right? I thought sure. He was there. He wasn't there. So I was just like, okay, you've got the unit circle, right? So make your little triangle. And he's like, so sine is the Y coordinate, right? And he was like, what? And I was just like, what's so hard about this? It's the Y coordinate. So what is it? And he was, and they hadn't done any of this. So he was just like, what?
Well, that would have been
and
nice
I was like,
to
well,
know.
Shit.
Why is everybody a fucking
this poor
idiot?
Kid probably has nightmares.
Yeah, so he's doing it like
why is
so
everybody dumber
it
than
to,
me
like, made sense to him. So he made up like this little special triangle, right, like you're supposed to do, and he was just like, this side is 2, and I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's 1. The radius of the unit circle is 1. And he was talking about something completely different, and I was like, well, great, he's gonna love me when I come back. Hey kids.
I ordered breakfast from Perkins.
Did you get the limp bacon?
Oh.
I didn't specify how stiff or limp my bacon should be. I just let the fates decide. Yeah, so the movie we watched is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Is it though?
One of the worst. Yeah.
Worse.
I've seen.
I mean,
it's
worse.
Top 5 worst movies I've ever seen in my whole
I
life.
I mean, it was a little too long, I would say.
All hour and 27 minutes.
The Lion King is shorter than this movie. I'm going to tell you right now, the runtime for The Lion King didn't need to be this long.
You guys haven't seen Diamond Cobra versus The White Fox, so there's that.
I thought, you know, from what I've seen, I'd rather, well, I bet it's better than this movie.
Come on. No, it can't be. It's impossible.
Do you guys want to know some fun facts about Ione Skye,
yes.
Who plays Joanna?
Yeah, Naomi Watson? Is it Watson or what?
Watts.
Yeah, she looked like horny brunette Naomi Watts. Like, she wanted it.
Oh, okay. she did. She totally did. Oh, she was in Say Anything.
Oh, really?
She was the girl in Say Anything. Yeah.
But did she say anything? She
totally was.
No
she did
way.
Not. John Cusack said a lot. Though.
John Cusack says a lot of
that
things.
That was her.
She was pretty... I feel like she was, like, kind of bad in this movie, though. Remember when Bruce Bolton is like outside of her window and she's just like, call the police, but she's like has like no urgency about it.
Yes. Well, she has no urgency, but also like a little bit too much urgency. She was married to Adam Horowitz from
Beastie
Boys. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
If he were my husband, I would demand that he sing me Brass Monkey every morning.
But yeah, it's a fun little
I can tell you right now, I could not remember anybody's name in this movie, so I just wrote down boy, girl, mom.
I mean, girl would be easy because, and I counted, there are exactly 3 female characters in this movie. This movie is such a sausage fest. I can't even do my lesbian shticks with this movie because there's only one grown female character and she is aggressively straight.
Yeah, it's, there's like 5 characters in this whole movie. And I can't remember any of their names. And I recognized one actor in this, and his name is Greg Gurman. I didn't even know his name. I had to look up his name, but I just know his face. He's currently on.
Is that one of
he's on Grey's Anatomy right now.
Yeah, I recognize him.
He's a doctor saving lives, so he could do that procedure if he wanted to in Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm.
Plays a good asshole.
So Roose Bolton, the guy from Game of Thrones, anybody who likes to skin people alive? Anyone?
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So the pilot guy, whose name is like Albatross or something like that, I forget. It's silly. It's a stupid name. Ross, that's his name. So he is actually an English guy. He likes to skin people.
Oh my god!
In other roles.
That's why he looks so familiar to me. Okay, that makes sense.
Who is
Michael
he?
McKellaton. I just explained that.
Roose Bolton.
The Air Force dude.
Oh, the Air Force. Let's see. I'm going to.
Gotcha.
What else has he been in?
The cop kind of reminded me of Thomas Hayden Church.
What?
Who's that?
Thomas Hayden Church? Come on. George of the Jungle.
Wait, what really?
Else is he in? Let's see.
No, that totally can't
be. I need to look
be.
Up who this is.
His name is Jonathan.
No, it's
Kerrigan.
Not who he is. But yeah, it's not who he
in
is.
In my head, he's Nancy's brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was on Wings. Anywho.
Okay, I think George of the Jungle is like the only movie I've seen him in. Oh, wait, no, I saw Easy A. Okay.
What was this movie called again?
The Santa Incident?
Santa Incident.
Mm-hmm. God help you for Googling this.
It's like saying Bloody Mary in a mirror. If you type in the Santa Incident.
Also,
in
the guy...
searched.
The guy who played the FBI guy looks like crusty Kevin Bacon. Like Kevin Bacon, who's like been left in the oven for too long.
Yeah, Greg Gurman.
Honestly, I.
Yeah,
the secret
horrible.
Agents.
They're the worst part of the film, Bridget. The best part is Joanna getting horny all the time.
They reminded me of Bridget and Mary because, like,
that's
the one part that I laughed so hard was the binocular scene because, like,
no, you're joking.
Because he's like, move, and I could just imagine Mary saying that to Bridget, and Bridget would just move forward in front of the binocular further. And I can see Mary's like, no, stupid, move back.
Actually, it kind of reminded me of Mary. No, it's like when he rolls up, he's like, you need to, it's courteous to tell the local agents that you're here so that you can get their assistance with the investigation. And he's like, that's assuming we want your help. And then he rolled the window up. I laughed at that.
You
that
like
reminded,
that?
Really reminded me of Mary.
Ah, I hated them.
I just want to real fast give a summary of what the movie is.
Oh God. Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to read it from IMDb. So I'm not going to try. it's the Santa Incident. It's a Hallmark movie that came out in 2010. And the summary is really bad. It is really bad. So the summary is after his sleigh is shot down while flying through restricted military airspace, an earthbound Santa is sought for questioning by a pair of overzealous Homeland Security agents. The fate of Christmas is now in the hands of disbelieving by the book duo, unless their faith in Santa can be restored by 2 children and a trio of elves who have arrived from the North Pole to help out a friend in need.
Okay.
Does that sound like something that's good?
Yes.
Because it's not.
On paper. Okay, a philosophical question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the origin of Santa's powers. Is it Jesus?
He's a witch.
Or
no, he's a witch.
No, or is he like a god or something? You know, like Dionysus.
No, Santa's a witch. He's in a coven. He's like, no. It's like the craft. He's already, like, he invoked Manol. Like, he did the thing instead of Nancy taking it to a bad place.
The Santa incident.
He took it to a good place and became Santa.
Okay, so we open up with some, like, is this like a military, like, base? Are they near a military base? Is that why they shot Santa down in the first place?
Yeah,
okay, he's so like flying. Santa's flying over the base. Mm-hmm. The U.S. military orders him to stand down, and then he doesn't, and then they shoot him down, right, with a missile. Mm-hmm. And that's Roose Bolton, and he feels very bad about that. And he has a terrible accent, which, like, is that how people from Indiana talk?
Are they in Indiana?
They mentioned specifically that he's from Gary, Indiana.
They're in, like, the Midwest somewhere. Like,
I thought that they were, like, on the East Coast, the North.
And we also find out that this film is directed by somebody named Yelena Lansky, who, if she's not a Russian asset, I don't know who is.
They could be, like, you know, Midwest, like Great Lakes, like area, like.
And yeah, true. They could be the Great Lakes.
Yeah. So yeah, pilot definitely blows up Santa in the first 1 minute of this movie.
After which, two small children wandering mm-hmm. unsupervised on docks find an old tramp dressed in a flight suit.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, like, this could be Henry Lee Lucas, you know, they don't know.
I got so confused why he was in that outfit.
Look that up.
Well, that's his muggle outfit.
Because he's flying. It's his flight suit.
Well, no, but later on, when we see him get on the sleigh, he, like, magically gets into, like, a cheap Halloween costume.
It's because he lost his balls. Remember?
He lost his bells, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his jingle bells.
Same thing happens to me.
Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Also, why are these, like, kids just allowed to go on the shipyard, like, la-di-da, whatever they want, wherever they want?
It's a small town.
OSHA violation, okay?
Yeah, like, I feel like they should have security, like, checking people in. I don't know. Maybe they're sneaky little. I mean, these kids play in, like, you know, under the bridge and, like, a troll's house.
Oh, yeah, it's an abandoned industrial workspace.
It's an abandoned industrial waste station.
I'm sure they have
radiation.
Like, both kids are dying of tetanus at this point, so I guess they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they won't last long.
Anyway, so they save Santa from this crane, and then they take Santa to the hospital, right? Where after they mm-hmm. discharge him after like 2 days,
you can't hold him back.
We can't hold them against their will.
He has a catastrophic head injury. Just let him. He'll be back.
I like to, like, the little girl is like, we have to help him because obviously he's Santa because he woke up from his drunken stupor and mentioned reindeer once. Yeah. So obviously that must be the case. Like, that is not a good enough.
To be fair, everybody in this film has daddy issues. So, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's something daddy about Santa, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can we go back real quick?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when they discover Santa, just, like, laying mm-hmm. on the ground, I like how she goes up and kind of, like, touches him. But then she's, like, grabs a random pipe. She's like, I need to wake him up with this pipe. I was like, you already, like, touched him.
I'm gonna
beat the
shit out of him with this pipe.
Get the fuck up!
I was like, you already touched him, so why don't you just, you know, push him with your hands since you already touched him before, but no, you're gonna grab this pipe.
Art mirrors reality, or reality mirrors art. What is it?
Anyway.
You know, life imitates art, yeah.
That's right.
Life imitates art.
There we go.
Yeah, Santa is, I don't know, this weird and he's gonna get crushed, and the brother is like, you should have just left him to die. Why did you do that? Because they have to, like, drag him off of the, I don't know, like,
the tracks.
Plane,
yeah.
Tracks. Also, yeah, I get a point of, like, why are there children here? Like, do people not care? But I guess not.
There's no, like, workers on the dock, so I'm assuming that it's also abandoned. Except for
it's all
one...
automatic.
Yeah,
automatic.
Except for
one crane
automatic.
Operator who was gonna kill Santa.
Maybe that was his plan. He's like, I'm gonna kill you motherfucker. He's
a
serial killer, and that's his way to do it.
Is it even possible to kill Santa?
In the Santa Claus.
Yes.
Well, as we've seen in the Santa Claus,
different,
you kill
different.
Him, you take his power. It's like
Fun
a Highlander.
Fact, I was, I think, 20-something years old when I just realized the Santa Claus actually died, and that's why Tim Allen becomes Santa Claus.
The plot is similar to Inseminoid, to be honest.
Yeah, kinda. I can see it. Except it's Santa that gets you, not an alien.
Yeah, exactly.
At the hospital where Santa gets taken after, well, he doesn't wake up, but you meet the kid's mom. I just named her mom. What's her name?
Joanna. Johnson.
Joanna. Yeah, she was just mom. Joanna Juana Johnson. It's a family name. It's named after my great aunt.
Oh my god.
Oh. And also you meet at the hospital cop. What's Hank. His name? I'm just gonna say cop, mom, little girl, boy,
or the Johnson
Santa
in
pilot. Oh yeah. Yeah. There's some tension there. I wrote in my notes they are giving each other the look. They want to fuck, but they can't for some reason.
Yeah,
you don't find out later till why they can't fuck.
She's like leaving a snail trail to go see him. She's like, "You gonna come over for Christmas dinner?"
I hate that word.
Snail trail?
So much.
Okay, well, yeah. She's got a wop in every scene. Someone grab a bucket and a mop.
She like bites her lip. And
I think it's interesting too. It's the Santa's, you know, unconscious in this bed, and so kids have to go to school, and so the cop is like, "I'll take them," or whatever, and then they do like the whole "are you coming over for dinner" mm-hmm. thing, and then she, I think she said, I didn't hear what she said, but it sounded like she's like, "Can you teach them about Miranda rights?" Is that
oh,
what
no,
she said?
No. Okay, no, she says, "Can you read them the Riot Act?" She's like, "Put
like,
the
yeah.
fear of God in them." Exactly.
That big old gun.
Yeah, she's a badge
talking
bunny.
To them. I'm like, uh-huh.
She wants
yeah.
him to read her Miranda rights.
She's like, "Here, I'll demonstrate. I'll just put my hands on the wall. Okay, now handcuff me.
You promise
okay,
you're gonna use my words against me, mister?"
Okay, now I didn't hear that quite well. Can you whisper that in my ear? Can you get a little closer? That's the whole plan. There you go.
Tell me some things I might like to hear.
So that right there just like gives you the whole scope of the her whole motivation in this movie. That's like right there. The first 30 seconds you see her, you're like, okay, I see it.
Yeah, she's got a wand.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all she's got going for her in this whole movie. So.
Besides being the girl from Say Anything, which is crazy to me. That's nuts.
Yeah, and I wonder if
that's
he wrote
really
that song
romantic.
About her.
And then...
Fun fact, she's also 5'6", and she looks way taller than that.
She's wearing 6-inch heels. 6-inch stripper heels to entice that man, that cop man.
You gonna arrest me for something?
Yeah, she's a sexy nurse, right? She gotta dress up for the whole part. And then, also... At the same time, you get first look at the FBI people. I guess they're Homeland Security. But you see them at the shipyard mm-hmm. looking for clues. It's like a buddy cop movie.
So, like, when he takes... Because that's when he takes the kids out to his patrol car. Right?
Yeah, school. It's, like, around this... Yeah, it's, like, at the same time.
Opens his glove box, and there's two little badges and a gun. I thought he
now,
was
listen, kids.
Gun.
Yeah, but it they instead of guns...
He does not give them
little
guns.
Badges. He's, like, they're crosswalk helper badges or some shit. Like that
he says
cool.
that exactly.
Hey, these are some crosswalk badges or some shit.
I just beat these off the rookies. I don't know who what these are.
So he gives them these little like badges and they're like, "Oh, that's so cool," but I'm like, it's really not, but I mean whatever. And then he takes him to school, and then you see the buddy cop, and it's like
yeah.
the professional versus like the newbie. Like the serious guy and like the doofus, kind of.
He cracked me up.
It's
I'm
me
sorry.
And Bridget.
It's, yeah, so that's why
he
I
plays him like he's got a cognitive disability. It's not cute. It's horrible.
Well, no, it's funny. Every time, like, I don't know, he waves at them when they wave, he starts waving. It's
oh, man.
Funny.
I feel like you think it's funny because you relate to this character more. And it's you, right?
Probably. Mm-hmm. It's me. Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
so you meet the maybe funny, maybe not funny cop duo. And they're looking
definitely
for clues.
Funny.
And they find a jingle bell. And the hard-ass guy, he's like, "Aha! I got it. Look what I found." And while they're looking for clues, like the cop rolls up and is like, "Hey, what are you doing here? This is my jurisdiction, pal." And he's like, "Hey, buddy."
Your buddy, pal.
I didn't ask.
Like, pal, friend.
Joanna Juana Johnson.
That's going to be our title.
So it's like this little.
It's spelled W-O-N-N-A.
Juana.
So there's like a little standoff between Homeland Security and this guy, and it's like, we heard some old man fell out of the sky or something here. Have you heard anything about that? And
oh yeah, does crusty Kevin Bacon know that it's Santa? Or
no, he's like, this man is a terrorist, he's gonna destroy America. And he's an alien.
Because he's afraid to believe that.
Yeah, because Santa tried to murder him and left him for dead. It's like, this is like his revenge story. This is like John Wick, but for this guy.
I should note again that the writer of this film is named Yelena Lanskaya, so she would know about this sort of thing, wouldn't she? Wouldn't she, Yelena?
And the cop and the FBI government people, they go to the hospital, and then you see a quick glimpse of some shady motherfucker on the docks, like behind some barrels or something, like looking at them. And then it is Roose Bolton. I did not recognize him as the pilot that like blew up Santa from the beginning of the movie. And I was like, who is this guy?
I didn't either.
I was like, I feel like he's too tall to be an elf, but, you know, I don't know. Like, he could be an elf if he wants to.
I mean,
a hitman.
Yeah. If Hugo Weaving can be an elf, so can this guy.
True. Mm-hmm. That is very true. And so you see him real quick, and then he, like, there's, like, a cut to the boy. But he goes to his industrial waste warehouse where he gets tetanus. And you see he's got all these like cool treasures and stuff, and he's like playing with them, and there's like a lingering like, oh, look at all these, it's like a sad kind of, I don't know, moment.
Daddy issue. It's a sad daddy issue.
It's leading to daddy issues because he brings out like a framed photo of him and his dad. And I thought that it was like, oh, okay, we got the absent parent. Mm-hmm. He's dead.
Yep.
He died somehow. It's like a Disney movie,
exactly.
You know?
That's what I thought, too. But no, they didn't.
He's not, in fact, dead. Yeah. You find out later what happened.
Yeah. He R-U-N-N-O-F-T.
He went out. He went for milk and cigarettes.
Milk and cigarettes. He's like, I'm going out. But it was around Christmas, right? So he's like, I'm going out for eggnog and
cigars.
Candy canes. Cigars.
And he only goes to the industrial workspace because that's where his dad took him and his sister and his mom. Which, like,
yeah,
you know,
I feel like his dad was like a drug dealer.
Yeah,
this is where he did his deals.
Exactly.
And he took his kids with him.
Yeah,
it made it seem like fun.
Well, and it was like very dark too. It's not like, yeah, he just left. Like he brought them to this industrial park left the kids there.
Although he does specifically say that mom used to come by too after work. The implication being, daddy wasn't at work.
Oh. Hmm.
So.
Oh gosh.
Maybe
there's a mystery there.
Maybe that's why Joanna is, I don't know, really horny all the time.
Yeah, she don't want no broke ass.
Yeah,
bitch.
And then this movie, I guess it is probably true for all the Hallmark movies, but it fades to black when it's supposed to be commercial.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
just wish the movie just would not come back on when it fades to black. I just wish it was over.
And that's the movie.
Yep, I didn't need to know anything else. I've been like, oh.
Yeah, and they had like really like long blackouts. Like at one point, I thought like the power went out on Santa when he was underneath the industrial park.
Yeah, so you get little breaks. It's like little intermissions in the whole movie. I just wish it would stop there, though.
Fair. It was not.
I want there to be like I want there to be some like, you know, like little epilogue titles, you know, like Santa was arrested in Massachusetts penitentiary for the rest of his life.
Some title cards, yeah.
Rudolph is serving 25 to life.
Yeah, like they do that at the end of Zodiac, which I really enjoyed. I would like something like that with some like maybe some solemn like Christmas music. Blue Christmas maybe, I don't know.
Christmas,
or,
Christmas and Hollis.
Anything by what, Manchester Steamroller?
What?
Just the intense,
oh, yeah.
That's metal. Steamroller.
Manchester.
Whatever.
Manchester Steamroller. I'm here for the Manchester Steamroller concert.
That's what Joanna wants Hank to do to her.
You heard of a Manchester Steamroller? Do it to me. That's very well versed with that. So it like cuts to black, and then it like cuts to mom and the girl at home. Decorating, and they talk about stuff. I wasn't paying attention, and then it cuts away. It's like 30 seconds.
Yeah,
like
nothing happens.
Non-important. plot.
And then we're back in the hospital, right?
And then, yeah, it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, and then it just cuts to the hospital. It's like Santa wakes up and mom's there because she's at work, because who knows what the timeline of this movie is. I don't know. But Santa wakes up and then, hey, lady, what's up? And she goes, who are you? My kids brought you in. And he goes, well, I'm Santa Claus, but you can call me Nick.
Because he doesn't lie. Santa Claus,
bitch. Yeah, he doesn't lie. And she's like, all right. And then that's pretty much it. And then you also see the Homeland Security agents. They have rented an office in town, and that's going to be their little hideout. So they are setting up, and the Kevin Bacon knockoff guy, he's like setting up the office, and the doofy guy's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I got some stills from the event. And it's like, they're super blown up. Like, they're really up close photos. Like, how is this possible? Like, what kind of camera technology are you using?
Well, to be fair,
right. This, well, the same security footage that we're all using, where you can't see anybody's face because it's so green. Oh, wait, I guess not. It'd be the opposite.
To be fair, this is also in a universe where Santa exists. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Homeland Security dude is, like, setting up the office, and he's putting up all these, like, shots of what happened of when Santa blew up that night. And then he tells the doofy guy essentially why he's so excited to capture Santa, but he doesn't know it's Santa. He thinks it's an alien. Because he thinks, like, aliens, this particular alien is out to dominate the world, and he is a true enemy of the United States. And then, essentially, yeah, he just goes into this long spiel about why he hates Santa, and it just sounds like he, well, at one point, I think he says, I'm gonna get him. And I, just in my head, it just sounds like, I'm gonna get that son of a bitch, I'm gonna make him pay. Like, he's gonna mm-hmm. murder Santa. He's going rogue. He's yeah. like, I don't think you can legally do this, sir.
Well, yeah, because he keeps calling him a terrorist.
This terrorist. And she was also Santa.
No, she's a terrorist.
We do not feel that way about all the Russians. Disclaimer. John.
You don't know him. Name me a Russian, Bridget.
I don't.
Exactly.
The evil guy from Rocky.
All right.
I don't know, there's a lot of hockey players who are from Russia.
Name one.
Russian.
You can't Google
players.
It. That's
I'm gonna
cheating.
Read you a list. Oh, Alexander
Oven
Ovechkin.
Chicken?
He's like, yeah, Oven Chicken. Yeah, Oven Chicken.
Wait, is he from Russia,
no,
though?
Where's the
not?
I'm,
oh,
he's
well, he's
from
a terrorist,
Russia.
Bridget, and you should
he has
not.
Very strong Russian
yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Alexander, if you're listening to this, I'm on to you.
How dare you? Oh my god, well, I guess he was technically American. There's...
Okay, well, it doesn't clear him, so...
I can't remember. Oh, and then our... Simeon... Yeah, Varley. Simeon Varlamov is
You have to say
Russian.
His name... Wait, what's
but
his name?
But he was
Bridget?
Simeon Varlamov? Varley. Varley?
Hmm? What?
But he was arrested for domestic assault. For domestic assault.
Just because it's not a person doesn't mean it's one person doesn't mean it's not terrorism, okay?
Oh, Galinchuk. Alex Galchenyuk. Right
John
now.
And this FBI agent man would get along great.
Exactly, yeah.
They'd be tracking yeah. down.
Oh, he is from Belarus. Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong one. That's Daddy Alexander Galinchuk.
Well, my mama always said never trust a Russian.
Anyways,
so.
The point is.
So, Yelena, you better, I don't know. You better look out, because I don't know.
My granddad used to say never trust a Dutchman.
Well, there you go, same principle.
Him and...
It is the same principle.
Was your
I've never met a Dutchman,
Dr.
Though,
Evil?
So. No.
He hates the freaky deaky Dutch.
Trust a Dutchman.
I've never met a Dutchman that I wouldn't know. Has anybody ever met somebody from the Netherlands?
I mean, I have but this was before my aunt married him. But my aunt married some guy from the Netherlands, and then he got deported because he like was breaking the law. He like really fucked my aunt over. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying here is that the existence of Dutch people is hearsay at the moment, so we don't have confirmation. I just watched GoldenEye over Thanksgiving, and I didn't realize that that was Famke Janssen, who strangles people with her thighs.
Yeah, it's intense.
And her character name is Xenia Onatopp.
She on top of you, and then she gonna
exactly.
kill you.
Exactly. Sort of like Joanna Wanna Johnson.
Oh, so great. It was great. Oh, God. What's going on in the movie? Oh, yeah.
Where are we? Santa.
FBI guy's gonna murder Santa for being a terrorist.
We're gonna discharge Santa.
And then, all right, I'm ready to go. And she goes, we can't do that. But really, you know, he can in real life. Because, you know, you can't force somebody to stay at the hospital. Because he has a... See, this time, Bridget's professional life's coming in handy.
Release him, he's fine.
Free him. You cannot hold him.
And personal responsibility. He'll be back.
Because he has a skull fracture, I guess. And he's like, it's just a little something. It's fine.
I mean, if they're not considered to be, like, you know, in danger, or you have to let him go. Especially if you're like, I don't.
But this does confirm that Santa has superhuman regenerative powers. So that's canon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. He's got a lot of powers in this movie. We'll see some more.
Mostly
later.
Related to crack, but
yep. And then also, yeah, because Santa wants to leave, and she's like, "No, you can't." And then something happens, and then he just pulls out his balls. his jingle balls, and he's showing them to the nurse. Like, look at him.
It ought to be noted that this would never happen. Once he said he wanted out, they would have wheeled him out the door.
This would not.
You can say you want out in the middle of heart surgery and they'll let you.
What's the worst that could happen? It's fine.
That is not.
They just put him in a wheelchair and just roll him on out. There he goes down the street.
The whole staff waves.
They're just rolling by himself.
That is not accurate.
That lady immediately got hit by a car.
And then he ends up back in the hospital where he needs to stay.
Speaking of HIPAA violations.
So all of this totally happens in the movie, and it's also he's like whispering, or I don't know, he says the reindeer names
with his balls out. He's just whispering.
Whispering with his balls out. He's whispering to his balls. He's just like prancer, dancer, yada yada yada, other ones. After that, it shows the kids in the abandoned warehouse again. They don't go to school, whatever. And well, actually, it's the boy by himself, and he's like pretending to be a pirate. And then the girl walks in and's like, hey, what's up? Want to play pirates and stuff? Because you already were. And she goes, she's like, I can be. I'm just gonna call her girl. So, generic girl and generic boy are playing in Waste Warehouse. And she goes, you can be whoever, Captain Hook, and then I can be Captain
Sonia Scalawag.
Mm-hmm. Sonia Scalawag. And then he goes, you can't do that because Dad was Captain Hook. And then Santa wakes up, so they have to go to the hospital to meet Santa.
Again.
Their mom calls them. It's like, hey, that drunk old man you found at the docks, he's awake and wants to talk to you. as a perfectly
your kids ever
parent.
Seen a naked woman before? Have a hit of the Captain Morgan, kids.
So their mom wants them to come talk to the drunk they found at the docks. In addition to being like, hey, I know I was drunk and unconscious at the dock, so thanks for picking me up and saving me from being crushed to death. And they go, no probs, you're Santa, right? And he goes, it's Mr. Claus to you, but you can call me Nick. because we are we're best friends now.
We're bros.
Because you saved me. So they're chit-chatting, and he's like, tell me about your lives. Tell me what your life aspirations are. Have you taken
got
a career
daddy
test?
Issues?
Yeah. Here's a test for you. Are both parents in your life? Is one gone? Which one? Mm-hmm.
Father figure starts playing. Mm-hmm.
That would be a great soundtrack to this movie. If George Michael was in it. And then he's like, what do you guys want to be when you grow up? And the girl says she wants to be a motorcycle cop. And the boy says, I just want some, you know, job. And then Santa goes, like a bank account person or like a teacher or like a America's Next Top Model. Maybe, I don't know. And then she goes,
you let us down. You let us all down.
We were rooting for you. And then he goes, or no, his sister goes, that's not real. He wants to be a pirate or something, or a knight. And he goes, that's dumb. And he's like, yeah, just like being Santa Claus. This is pretty much exactly what he says. Then they, like,
I guess we all have stupid delusions, huh?
You don't want to live this life, kids, okay? You end up drunk at the docks and you don't remember how you got there.
More importantly, smell my finger.
End up drunk at the docks, and then you're whipping your balls out for everybody to see. And they don't want that life, so they just let him rest at the hospital because he's being held hostage there. And then after they leave, Homeland Security comes to see Santa because they know he's awake. And then they are like, hello, ma'am. Hello, Juana Johnson. Miss Juana Johnson, do you know where the unconscious drunk is? And she goes, in that room. And so they go to, like, interrogate him, but he's still not completely there. And so they're harassing him. And the nurse lady is like, you can't do that. The only rights that get read to me are my Miranda rights by that sexy sheriff man over there. But I can't tell him that.
Hold everything I say against me, sir.
And so they go try to interrogate Santa, but it doesn't work out. And so they leave. Not Elf Man, who is at the docks, is also at the hospital. Bruce Bolton, slaying people alive. And then he took a break and came to the hospital to see what was going on.
And then grew a southern accent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then he's trying to blend in with an accent that's not probably accurate at all to the Midwest. But, you know, whatever. And he shows up, he looks down the hallway real fast, and then he's mysteriously disappears. It's like he was never there. And so Homeland Security tries again to interview Santa, and they're like, we know you're a terrorist. We know what you're doing. And Santa goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I know who you are, Mr. Homeland Security Man. Some character name. I don't know.
Krusty Kevin Bacon?
Krusty Kevin Bacon. That's your birth name. You were born with that name, Krusty.
His name is Jerry Erickson. Okay, Krusty Kevin Bacon.
I'm going to keep calling him Krusty. I'll call him Krusty Kevin Bacon. And then...
And his henchman, I think, is named Richie Cunningham.
Okay, yeah. Richie Cunningham and his wife, Oprah. Krusty Kevin Bacon.
Is Bridget alive?
She was assassinated by that hitman.
That's right.
In the movie.
That's fine.
Just go like on Santa. Without her. It's what she would have wanted.
Bridget, are you there?
Yes, me, Bridget. Thank you, Dennis, to star you. I miss you very much. This is the best movie ever.
I'll be right back.
Hi, guys. This is me, Bridget. I came back. Please continue to star me.
I'm back.
Bridget, we were just talking like you.
Oh yeah, what were you saying?
Mary, talk like Bridget.
Okay, here's my impersonation of Bridget, okay? Okay.
Okay, guys, this is Bridget. Happy people in this so funny.
It's like she's not even gone. It's like She's here.
It sounds just like me.
It's uncanny. Okay, okay, wait. Where were we?
I won't have liked it better if Skeet Ulrich was in it.
Homeland Security's interviewing Santa, and Santa's like, I know who you are. He knows everybody's, I don't know, people who work at the North Pole, they know everybody's name and like the year they were born and where they were born. Mm-hmm. And they know fun things. They know your deepest, darkest secrets. They know what kind of porn you watch. That incognito browser doesn't help. The North Pole knows. They know. And
Baskin Robbins always finds out.
Kind of like
and
the
also,
Russians, huh?
Yeah, the Russians, Baskin Robbins, and people at the North Pole know your porn history.
Yeah, they're all
can't
in
hide
together.
From them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the interrogation, and then it like cuts to the nurse and the doctor being like, "Wow, there's no fracture. We must have just fucked up. I guess he can leave." And then back to the interrogation, and the mom walks in and says, "You we're just going to keep you overnight for observation, and then tomorrow you can go." And then,
are we really only to that point?
Yes,
so far.
Yes. This movie's fucking long.
We can skip every single scene with the FBI guys because it's literally the same scene over and over again.
Okay, well,
know that the FBI is after Santa. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, well, once we establish, like, once we just get done with this one scene, it's essentially, like, they say, you know, Santa's gonna be released from the hospital, and they're just like, don't leave town. And then essentially that's the whole movie. It's just them after this watching them. And also Homeland Security also mentions they want to capture Santa to use him as bait to capture the other accomplices, which are the elves, and he also wants to murder all of them. So there's also that little plot point. And also the kids, there's a scene at dinner, the kids are eating with their mom and they're like, blah 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 blah, Christmas is great, right? Anyway, is the sheriff coming over for dinner on Christmas? And the mom goes, you guys think you're the only one who wants him to come around for dinner?
He's like, in the giving spirit, if you know what I mean.
Everyone wants a piece of the sheriff.
He's the town bicycle.
Yep, everybody gets a ride on sheriff.
He's gonna show her his instinct.
You ever seen a man do a civic duty?
I call this a civic duty.
So she doesn't want to get the kids' hopes up because he's, you know, reading Miranda rights around to everybody. So don't get your hopes up.
Let's just say he's getting a lot of apple pie.
And so also, Santa gets released from the hospital, and this lady just takes him home with her. Like, she doesn't even know who this dude is. And she's just like, yeah, come home with me and my two kids. I live alone. Nothing bad could happen. It's not like you're a serial killer or a drunk or anything like that. It's totally fine. I actually have to run some errands. Can you watch them even though I don't even know you? Thanks.
You ever made moonshine in your bathtub?
What that was really funny was that, like, looks like they have, like, a 6-bedroom house. Like, here's a garage you can stay in.
Here's this cupboard for you under the stairs, Harry Potter.
Wait, I thought she like gives him. Where does he sleep? Do we see that?
In the garage.
He sleeps in the,
garage.
He sleeps in the chimney.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
it's like a coffin for him.
This area is very green.
Shuffles up in there.
This area is like very green for Christmas, so I guess maybe they're in like fucking Florida or something. I don't know.
But yeah, Santa goes and lives with this lady for a little bit, and yeah, he watches her kids while she's gone, and he takes them to like lunch at restaurants and stuff. And also, while he's staying with them, he's talking to the little girl. And he's
hey,
like, yo,
girl.
Why? Hey, little girl.
Why don't you come sit in my lap? And she does.
Yep. And then he tells her all about life. And and what his life has been like.
Never try heroin, little one. Once you get hooked on it, there's no going back.
He's telling her, you can't share your needles, okay? You gotta use your own.
Back in the 80s, all of my friends died. You know why? They shared the needles.
This is what this woman invited into her house. But he's essentially like, why is your brother such
here,
a downer?
Take this shot, little girl.
All right, everybody, we're gonna do some shots. Get them started.
Shot skis.
Put some hair on your chest.
And then also you find out her brother, the little girl's brother, blames himself like for his dad leaving. Yeah, because he's not dead. He just, you know, abandoned them at the warehouse factory place.
Yeah, to get abducted by serial killers.
In my head, it's because Joanna was too sexually voracious.
He's like, I can't do this anymore.
She's too much woman for me.
I just imagine her as Tammy too, basically.
She is Tammy too. Everything she does, oh my god, I'm so turned on. Yeah, he left because he couldn't do it anymore. And so you find that out, like the kid blames himself, and the mom's like, no, it wasn't you, it was totally me.
No one can satisfy me.
Except for
maybe Hank.
Yeah, Hank, the sheriff.
Who's going to everybody else's house for Christmas except for hers.
Yeah, she's got to figure out how to just rein him in. And so it fades to black again. And then it comes back, and Santa's having dinner with everybody. It says countdown to Christmas. 3 days. Who friggin' knows how long it's been? But 3 days till Christmas. I feel like the movie's gone on
to
Mary for 3 days.
Like 3 years.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, that's how long the movie's been on. 3 days. And so for some reason, like, they go eat at some, yeah, restaurant, and Santa offers to wash the dishes because the guy's like complaining about it.
Very loudly. And then
yes, very loudly, right next to the dinner table, like a foot away, just clanging all these friggin' dishes together. And Santa's like, I'll totally do your dishes. It's fine. And so he takes him to the back, to the kitchen, and he's like, okay, have fun. And it's just, you know, a hot mess.
It should be noted that this dude is like very, like, Le Poisson, Little Mermaid kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, sacre bleu!
This is what all French people are like, obviously. Very accurate to everybody of the French nationality.
Correct.
But mm-hmm. he takes Santa to the back and is like, get to work, bitch. And there's like 2,000 pieces of dirty dishes. I'm just, I don't know, making up some number. It's a lot. And then Santa super duper duper cleans all the dishes magically because he's Santa.
There's just one set
and
too.
Mm-hmm, he just like Marie Kondos it, you know, get that shit out of there. Yeah. And then he's like, yo, I noticed all this junk in the back room, do you mind if I have it? And the restaurant guy
goes, totally sounds like a drug dealer or like a
he's like scratching his like cheek and his neck. He's like, so you got anything that I can sell? You got anything?
That's what I need is
you know, like if you're not using it, I mean, I'm just saying that I could use it.
You don't ask what I'm using it for. Don't even ask. I'm not going to tell you, okay? So he asked for this restaurant.
It's for heroin.
It's for drugs. I'm just going to be honest with you. That's who I am. It's for drugs. So he wants the garbage and junk that the restaurant has. He's like, I'll be back for this later. And then you see Santa going to the warehouse because that's where his shop's going to be. And you see him use his magic witchcraft Santa powers to build.
It's literally just
vibrate his hands.
Yeah, it's just amphetamines, and he gives some to the kids too.
Yep, they all do meth, and they're just so hopped up. They just vibrate so fast. They just build all these toys. So you see,
that's what it looks
it really
like.
Is.
You see, yeah, that's how Santa builds his toys. That's a secret.
Speed, mm-hmm. Lots of speed.
Yep. Got to do it somehow.
That's how everything in the world gets done, though. So
you see how Santa builds shit. He just takes garbage and then does drugs
and then
magic.
Yeah, and then underage labor as well. So
Santa endorses child labor.
Correct. and drug use in minors.
Then we have another cut. The creepy guy shows up to talk to the mom at the hospital. He's like, "Don't believe them. Watch out." And she's like, "Who the fuck are you? I'm gonna call the police."
Oh yeah.
And he's like,
"It's Roose Bolton who skins people."
It's Roose Bolton again. And then he she like the Officer Hot Dick or whatever is walking down the hallway, getting ready to give her a visit, and he's gonna get his tonsils checked by the nurse. And she's like, "Thank God you're here. This guy's bothering me." And he goes, "What guy?" She turns around, he's freaking gone. He's just he's like a ghost, mm-hmm. a creepy ghost. And
like
so,
a ghost, I'll be gone. Mm-hmm. You just think Beyonce.
Yep, he's Beyonce. And the mom and cop flirt some more. They definitely want to fuck, but they can't still. You don't know why yet.
They used to date.
But it's there. They used to fuck.
They did. That's canon.
They did. Mm-hmm. And then they had to stop fucking.
Correct.
But then her husband mysteriously disappeared in some botched drug deal or something. And then...
I wonder if the sheriff killed the husband.
McKenna. Shut up.
Wait.
No, that was not actually McKenna. Oh, that really? Was my dog. Was
it? Sounds like a child to me.
Oh, yeah. So they want to fuck. They can't fuck yet. So then...
That's Hank's last name, by the way.
Fuck Officer Fuck. But it's like F-U-C-H-S. It's Officer Fuchs. It's actually Fucks. Like it looks. You think it's Fuchs, but it's actually just Fucks. Officer Hot Dick Fucks. That's his given name on the birth certificate. Let's see. They're chit-chatting, whatever. They want to bang. And then cop meets up with Santa, and they have a talk later, because Santa's, like, walking around the street looking for hard drugs and also garbage and junk. And officer says, stay out of trouble.
I got a gun. I'll shoot you.
But, like, the previous conversation was about, like, well, just so that everybody knows that at some point Santa asked Hot Dick if he liked his apple pie. That's the thing that happens.
We'll all get to revisit it in vivid detail. We'll go through
here in just a few moments.
So Santa's looking for garbage around town. Cop says, "Behave yourself. Don't get in trouble, or I'll shoot you." Santa and the little boy go to the abandoned warehouse. Sounds bad, but that's what happens. In the movie.
Well, he's even like, "Hey, hello, boy. Can you show me the your abandoned warehouse?
Can you show just me this yourself? Very discreet away location? No one can find you. Thanks, little boy." So they go.
To be fair, though,
no one follows you, right?
That is how I refer to my genitalia, by the way.
Welcome to the abandoned waste warehouse. So anyway, that happens, and Santa's like, "This is where you like to play pretend." This is what happens. And he goes, "Yep, I like to pretend that my dad didn't run away."
I'll pretend to be your dad.
Is what he says. And then George Michael plays.
Not Careless
Whisper. As a father, yes, father figure.
Yeah, father figure, not Careless Whisper.
Not Careless Whisper.
No, father figure's so worse.
It is kind of worse. And also, Homeland Security's watching this happen, so they're taking it out. So they think it's fine. It's dinner time at nurse's house. Santa's telling him stories about the
it's Joanna
got...
Juana.
It's Joanna Juana Johnson's house. Santa's telling war stories about when he got shot down by the U.S. government.
Oh, I love that, because Joanna just sounded like it was talking to Grandpa. I was like, "Okay, Grandpa, we need to take your meds."
Mm-hmm. Grandpa, you need to stop drinking so much at dinner.
We were hiding out from the FBI in an unincorporated town in Nevada when I got shot over the last fifth of vodka.
And so after they're done eating, Santa goes back to the warehouse to do some more drugs and to vibrate and make some more toys. And then the next morning, Santa makes a pie.
Here we go.
And he's like, "Yo, I'm gonna go take these kids to a restaurant to eat."
Which, by the way,
can you watch the pie?
Is a very good name for a Santa themed gay porn. Santa's pie.
Well, and then they were gonna leave the oven on too. Like, if the mom didn't come back, were they just gonna leave the pie in the oven?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I was wondering about that.
That's exactly what they were going to do, because fuck safety. So Santa's making a nice hot pie.
Oh, that made my jaw hurt.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to take your kids away from you to a restaurant by ourselves. Can you watch the pie in the oven, please? Okay, thanks, bye. And so they go and they meet the cop at the restaurant and they're hanging out. And then Michael Bolton shows up while they're gone.
Hanging out with the family.
Hanging out with the family. Having ourselves a party. They are doing that at the restaurant. Having themselves a party. And then Michael Bolton shows up and serenades the mom. He's like tapping on the back porch door. It's like, hey, I have to talk to you. She's like, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to do it. And he asks her not to. But then she goes, fuck you. I'm going to do it. And then she does. And then Officer Hot Dick fucks.
But this is also where she like is wrapping the kids' toys. And she's like, I'm armed and dangerous. And she has like a little toy like pirate sword.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I'll kill you. Maybe it is Florida. Stand your ground.
Maybe it's Wyoming.
Could be. Who knows where they are? It's too pretty for Wyoming.
Yeah, too green and too much water.
Docks, Bridget.
Mr. Cop gets a call on his cell phone to come on over to the house because someone's trying to break in. And then he leaves the kids with Santa. And then the stranger's like, hey, no, it's not what you think. I'm the one that blew up Santa the other day. So he's the pilot that shot him down, and he's like, I need your help. I need to tell you what's going on. And so he's telling mom what Homeland Security wants to do, and he just wants to help Santa escape his terrorism charges that are being brought up against him. So he's going to hire a really good lawyer. That happens later, though.
Sounds like something Yelena would know about.
Let's see. Santa and the kids are at the restaurant still, and Homeland Security's staking it out. And then the guy keeps talking about how he's going to kill Santa because he ruined his life and didn't invite him to his birthday party. It's like holding a real big grudge. And then he goes to the more soft-spoken agent, like the not super intense guy. He's like, I need you to be in the zone. I need you to be on my side.
Auto zone.
I need you to be ready to do whatever it takes. So essentially, he's just like, don't be a pussy. I need you to help me murder Santa. So that's that character's journey in this movie. And so the mom and the pilot are talking again. And the sheriff shows up and he's banging on the door. He's like, I'm going to fucking break this door. And if you don't let me in, I'm going to kill you, intruder. And mom answers the door and she's like, it's fine. I was talking to the strange dude outside. And again, Michael Bolton disappears. And then while they're talking, the timer goes off for the pie. And he goes, what was that? And she goes, the timer for the pie.
It's my pie. And it's my hot pie.
It's my pie. That's what I wrote. The sheriff shows up, and then she invites him to stay for some pie. He's like, pie, you say? He's like, you inviting me to come over and eat your pie? Stay and eat your pie. And I wrote, cop, quotation, stays for a hot piece of her pie. Oh, excuse me, for a piece of her hot pie. And that's what he does.
By God.
So he eats that pie. He eats it so hard. It shows kids and Santa going to the dock. And then the kids are like, yo, I thought you were having elves or something with you. Where's your posse at? And he goes, you know, they're around. They'll be here sometime. And
they're gonna come and kick your ass.
They're coming down here to kick your ass. And then Homeland Security's watching Santa take these two little kids into an abandoned building. And actually, surprise, it's child labor. So child labor and drugs. You know, he hypes them all up and they all make toys together. So that's what they do.
They all vibrate together. Mm-hmm.
They're all vibrating. They're having a good time vibrating in there. And Homeland Security's just watching it happen, everybody.
That's their tax dollars at work.
And then you get first glimpse after this of the elf posse. There's three of them. They're all dressed in black, and they show up to find Santa.
With Buzz Lightyear.
So with Buzz Lightyear, that helps them locate Santa's balls.
Correct.
Is what that job is for the robot. So they use that, and then it cuts again to home. You know, Officer fucks and has just gotten done eating pie, mom's pie.
Santa's
and
pie.
This is when he's like, okay, served him that hot pie. And then she has to go to work or some shit. And then Santa comes out, or Santa rolls up and he's leaving. And he's like, this is where he's like, do you enjoy my pie?
And like, Santa like really wants him to fuck too.
Yeah.
So he can watch.
And also Homeland Security's in their car with their like, whatever, like gadgets, like overhearing this conversation. And I'm sure they're just like, God, what the fuck's going on? He just asked him if he liked his pie. I don't know what this is supposed to mean.
It's exactly what
but,
you think it
I
means.
Don't know if I like it or not. So, yeah.
Write that down. Write that down. Write that down. He said
that. Yeah, Santa's trying to get the mom and the cop to fuck real hard. That's also his goal in this movie. It's one of his goals. And so later on, Santa, mom is home again. Like, I don't know, like, what the timeline of what shit happens in this movie. People are home and then they're not home, but Santa and mom have a heart to heart in the garage, and he's like, I know what you wish for.
You're a wizard,
Harry. You're a wizard.
That's dick. Everybody knows it's dick.
Yep. He's like, you used to have your husband. Once your husband left, you didn't wish for it anymore. Dick.
Girl, same.
And so that's what they talk about. The, let's see, some more shit happens. The cop is like Santa's personal chauffeur. It's not important. And then the Homeland Security is still following them around.
Oh my God, it is the same scene.
And then it fades to black again. God, I wish this movie was over. And then Santa goes down to the dock, and Homeland Security is following him, and he sees them, and he waves. And then the pilot is there, because Santa goes into some aquarium store or something. And so the pilot's, like, looking for Santa because he wants to help, and then the elves show up with Buzz Lightyear.
It's like a shitty action figure that they've, like, dubbed over, like, later on to, like, say things.
It was, like, called, like, Robo or something.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's lame. Yeah. And it's clearly... It's also product placement, clearly. Like, it's lame.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that thing.
Yeah, back in the day, they had this, I don't know, this, like, Japanese robot that's supposed to be amazing.
I guarantee you it was a Russian asset made to, like, spy on regular people. That's what it was. And that's why it's here in this film, so.
Yeah, so these children beat the shit out of this pilot. It was like, you blew us up the other day. It was you, you bitch. And then he goes,
get fucked.
Pilot goes, no, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. I wouldn't have blown you up if it was Santa. Okay, I'm sorry. If it was just like a regular person in an airplane, I would have blown him up. But now I feel bad because it's Santa.
Fun fact, sorry. It was called the Wowee Robo Sapien.
Wowee.
It came out at the same time as that little robot dog that everyone wanted.
Wait, yeah.
I remember. I didn't have either.
Guess which one stood the test of time? It's the dog.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves a dog.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they should have had that as that Santa's much better. Ball finder in this movie instead.
Ball finder.
Yeah, but like that one, that one like, four. It could move around, but the dog couldn't.
The pilot and the elves team up because the pilot's like, I don't want Santa to get arrested and ruin Christmas. And so we're going to team up and we'll become a super team, and then we're going to find Santa. And so that's what they do.
He proceeds to be useless, though. He doesn't do anything.
He gets his ass kicked pretty much in this movie is what he does. First by little children elves, and then by some other government dude. So the pilot and the elves team up. They're using their ball finder.
Buzz Lightyear to track
Santa's balls. And so they track the balls to Homeland Security office that they rented in the town. And so this one elf is like dumping.
Hang on. Well, keep going, but I'll be right back.
Okay, keep going.
Bridget, what did you think about the pie scene?
Actually? My name is Bridget and I love pie. I want
Santa's pie or just all pie?
Yes, that's you.
You do, Bridget.
I also think that Krusty Kevin Bacon is the most funny person ever.
My name is Bridget, and I want to eat the whole big stuff.
Oh my
No, absolutely not. No.
Because you're never. About to end this podcast right here and now.
But, so the use button lies
here. Anyway, the use Buzz Lightyear find the balls. And this elf dumps like koosh balls all over the ground from their backpack, and the pilot's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And this will be sure to stop.
You know, actually, it might actually work on me. So. Like, if I was like, you know, looking for something, and then I suddenly saw a koosh ball, I'd be like, "Hey, a koosh ball!"
That's the security measure since they take place. They put in place to prevent people from barging into the office they break into, because the robot's like, the balls are here, find the balls.
That's what I say to myself.
The balls, let's find the balls.
I don't know, really annoying preteens, every single one of them, and yeah, they all have like different accents.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of accent they're supposed to
have. I don't know.
Yeah, what's so, the girl
like,
have?
Like, they were clearly Irish, dumb, Scottish accent, like somehow, and I don't know like why.
CADR.
Yeah, it totally is.
Shit audio recording, so they're like just do it.
So like something was up with these child actors that they had to like dub them over later.
Yeah, they do have weird accents, and they are very annoying. And while they're breaking in to this office, Homeland Security rolls up, and the robot's like, danger, danger,
danger, Will Robinson.
It's the police. It's the fuzz.
It's a 5-0.
Hurry, get out. They harass their elf coworker.
Coworker.
I guess fellow I don't slave. Know if they're on payroll they or what's paid. Going on. They're fellow slave. Yep. They're probably not paid.
Yeah.
They get free room and board, okay? 365
they're
days a year.
They're interns, okay? They're Santa's interns. It's an unpaid internship. Homeland Security rolls up, and then, like, the kind of doofy guy, his heart's not in it. I don't think this is a career path for him. But all the elves are like, do you guys remember this guy's name? And it's like, it's Richie Cunningham from Indiana. he's very sensitive. He has a wife named Oprah. He, like, legit gets distracted by the koosh balls. And then, because the elves talk about, he likes shiny things. And so they pull out in their backpack a kaleidoscope, and they just roll it out. And this guy just sees a kaleidoscope mysteriously rolled out of this building he's supposed to investigate. And he picks it up and looks at it. And then he just goes, hey, a kaleidoscope. Ooh, pretty. And while he's looking at it, he isn't paying attention to where he's walking. And he just walks off the dock into the ocean or lake or whatever the
I mean
hell
this
they
is basically
are.
How sneak works in Skyrim, so like I could believe it.
Ooh. Hey, a kaleidoscope, what's this? Must have been my imagination. Well, there's like an arrow sticking out of your eye. It was the wind.
According to IMDb, by the way, his character is just named Cunningham, so his first name very well could be Richie.
It could be. That's what it is. It is Richie Cunningham. Richie Cunningham Jr. So that guy's useless, and then the other Kevin Bacon rolls up, and then the elves are like, oh, this dude's serious, hey pilot guy, go do something useful. And so the pilot goes out to distract him and gets his ass kicked. He doesn't do anything useful. So he gets his ass kicked, and Kevin Bacon rolls up with his gun drawn. He's gonna shoot these kids. And then while he walks in, they use a confetti cannon to distract him and confuse him. And they disappear. And then he shoots Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz, no!
And Buzz, no! It's horrifically tragic. But Buzz is fine, actually. So it's not
even. And by the way, if you want to buy
it's
that
not even that big
kids,
of a deal. Oh, yeah. And then they do find the balls. They find the balls in the safe. Balls. And then they steal the balls. And then they disappear. And so
say balls again.
Balls. And so then it shows after this whole ordeal, the kids, the abandoned shipyard, they just love so much. They're just off doing whatever. No one cares. And then the cop shows up and is like, hey, SWAT is going to come to your house with guns drawn. And I have to help them because Homeland Security is tracking down Santa. And so he goes, you go home and be ready for me. And then when I open, when I knock on the door, you open it, say, Santa's not here. What are you talking about? He's never been here. Never, never anybody. I don't know. He's just visiting. He went back home to Hawaii where he's, he flew in from. That's the plan to help save Santa. It doesn't work because Homeland Security shows up without the cop. The cop rolls up while they've already searched the house because no one's there. And the cop's like, what the fuck? I thought we were supposed to meet at the sheriff's station. And he's like, I never said that. What are you talking about? And so they get in a fight. And then Kevin Bacon gets
fuck
his ass
you, Kevin
kicked.
Bacon.
And then Richie Cunningham, he goes, fuck you, Kevin Bacon. You're not even that good of an actor.
Slash Christian.
And then Richie Cunningham draws his gun on Officer Fox. And then Officer Fox lets him go. And then Kevin Bacon and Richie Cunningham are like, we'll take care of you later after we arrest the terrorist Santa.
Just say that I love that we're calling him Richie Cunningham. It's my favorite joke so far. It's
Richie Cunningham and Kevin Bacon go to arrest Santa because Santa's hanging out at the dock and
hanging out
with
hanging
small
out
children
with my family with small children in this abandoned derelict building.
Not the first time that's happened.
So it won't be the last, not in this movie. So Homeland Security goes to know, goes to the dock to arrest Santa. The kids are like, come on, Santa, let's go. They're going to come get you and arrest you. And so they show up and they grab the kids. And then Kevin Bacon says, you're under arrest for customs charges and violations and terrorism.
Just like to say everything is fine.
Who's telling you? Who's telling you to say that?
I was gonna blank sneak if you're okay. Away. I was gonna sneak away and go see why my dog is barking, and I was gonna do it on the fly.
Good job, Bridget.
And that didn't work out at all.
Someone didn't go to Russia.
Yeah, Yelena has a thing or two to say about this.
Santa's being arrested because he's a terrorist and has violated customs law. He brought over the border more than 50 pounds of meat, and they weren't, you know, sealed properly. You know, all that jazz. So Santa's like, I will go with you if you let the kids go. And so they go, sure, that's fine. So they take everybody back home. They take the kids and like, get the fuck out of my car. We're taking Santa away and we're putting him in Guantanamo. He's going away for a long time. And the kids are like, oh, no, I'm so sad. Okay, bye. And then Kevin Bacon steals Santa's balls. He's like, you won't be needing these in prison.
Ain't that the truth?
And then they go drive to, I guess, back to the dock to set the Santa trap for his accomplices who need to also be captured or murdered. And then it shows the mom in the backyard. She's upset about her kids because they're gone. And she's like, am I a bad mom? I let them go off with this old man. I don't even know. I just let him go off for days. And you know, he's talking about all these drugs and how to do heroin correctly and not sharing needles. Am I a bad mom for letting them hang out? And, you know, no one answers her, but the kids show up. And then, so do the elves and the pirate. I almost call them a pirate. The pirate.
Wait, the little kids?
Come. Yeah, the little kid elves and the pilot come to their house because they're tracking Santa. And they're like, we have to save him. Here's what's up. And so all the kids and the elves and the pilot and the mom and Officer Fox are like, we're going to save Santa. And then it shows SWAT and Homeland Security taking Santa back to the warehouse. And then Kevin Bacon's telling Santa how pissed he is because 20 years ago in Nam, he left him for dead. And Santa's like, no, we actually saved you. You just don't remember. You have amnesia. It's like a soap opera. But Kevin Bacon doesn't believe him. They are going to use Santa as a allure so they can arrest whoever comes to save him. And then the Richie Cunningham's job is to secure Santa in the middle of the warehouse. And him and Santa bond because he's just like, oh, hey, Santa, are these too tight? Are you okay? How's it going? And then Kevin Bacon, on the other hand, is like telling SWAT. He tells him,
yeah,
this is what he said. He said, yeah, shoot to kill. That's what he said in the movie. Like, what the fuck? Like, okay. So he's ready to just murder whoever comes through. And then he's like investigating the warehouse and he finds Santa's workshop. And then he's like, oh, ho, ho. What have I found here? He's like, what the fuck is all this shit? He's like, do you think I'm stupid? I know what this really is. And he's holding up like a stuffed bear. And he's like, I got you where I got you now. I got you with all this stuff. We know what
got.
You got. I got you all this stuff. And he's really jazzed about finding all those toys. And he like barges in and he confronts Santa with them. He's like, what the fuck is this? Huh? What is it? And Santa gives him a look like, you fucking stupid. It's a
specifically
teddy bear.
He says stuffy, which is, never heard that referred to that. That's got to be a code phrase or something. That like,
it's a
that like when exactly
it's
like,
a
when
stuffy,
a Russian operative
wink,
hears
wink.
The word stuffy, they have to like, I don't know, assassinate the president.
It's their trigger word. It's stuffy. All right, shoot to kill. Ready to go. So they have that confrontation and then it fades to black again. And then it's suddenly nighttime and everybody goes down to the docks to save Santa. And then Kevin Bacon is like, you know, you got to stop this. You can't keep doing this. And Kevin Bacon goes, why? And Santa's like, or else, or else. Because he says he needs to stop being naughty, is what he said. And you know what happens to naughty boys? They get punished. Okay? So Santa's gonna punish Kevin Bacon.
He says, I'm going to nice you or something like that.
Mm-hmm. We all know what that means. He's going to give him,
nice you.
He's gonna give him a piece of his pie, if you know what I mean. So SWAT's outside. They're ready to shoot and kill everybody who comes to the warehouse, no matter who it is. And then the elves are getting ready to rescue them. And then suddenly there's like a burst of light from the warehouse and SWAT gets distracted. And then the elves throw a grenade.
It's a glitter bomb.
It's not really
it's totally
a
glitter
like
bomb.
It's like a ball of magic or some shit. It's a glitter bomb. It is a glitter bomb.
And it turns
oh
everybody
gosh.
Into a namby-pamby.
They throw a glitter bomb. Yeah, because for a second when they did that, I didn't know
either.
What was happening because they all because it happened and then all this magic because they all go, what's going on? What's happening? Like they've been like flash banged essentially. They can't see. And then they all started going, whoa. And I was like, is it turning them into like frat bros? Like, what's going on?
Whoa.
And then, yeah, they got
extreme close up.
Extreme. Whoa. They should have been in this movie. Would have been a lot better. Mike Myers could have been every character.
We already have Richie Cunningham.
Yes. and so, yeah, SWAT's really confused. They start acting like bros. And then the glitter turns them into like kids, kind of, because the glitter, namby-pambies, because I guess the glitter turns into toys. And then they are all rolling around on the ground, like, this is my toy. I got it first.
And like,
hey, you can share with
the
me.
The dub here is really strange. And like, the voices don't match what's happening.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not great. It's
embarrassing.
It's kind of funny. It's embarrassing also. There's a lot of feelings that come up. And so the elves save Santa, essentially.
Yeah, they're
namby-pambies. Like,
they can't shoot anyone.
They're like 6 years old, essentially. They're namby-pambies. And then the elves introduce the pilot to Santa, and they're like, hey Santa, remember this is the guy that tried to kill us the other day? And he goes, oh hey. And then the pilot goes, sorry, I tried to blow you up. And Santa goes, don't worry about it. It's fine.
I think he says it happens all the time.
So that is... People try to blow me up all the time.
He says, I think he says, like, it isn't the first time.
It won't be the last.
Wonder how many times this has happened. Is this actually a sequel?
I wanted to be specific. 50 other Bruce movies of this happening.
Ah, shit, here we go again.
It's like, you again. And yeah, Santa gets rescued, and then it shows all the SWAT people going home, and it is kind of funny. I thought it was kind of like they're all hugging and stuff like that, and then you can hear them off in the distance, like, thanks, Santa! I love you!
Bye, buddy!
Bye, buddy!
Hope you find your dad!
Hey, Santa! I hope you find your balls! And he does.
And he produces them.
And so he does. And so SWAT goes home. That's taken care of. They didn't shoot to kill anybody. So that wasn't exciting at all. And then the elves are worried, like, hey, we didn't make enough toys. And Santa's like, don't worry. I used child labor to make up for it. And so he shows everybody the warehouse of all the toys that he made with the kids, with his witch magic. And they're like, oh my gosh, Christmas is saved. And then they're like, oh yeah, here's your balls back. So they give Santa's balls. And then he jingles his balls. And then he does a spell, a ritual amidst to summon the reindeer from the sky. And it sounds like, it's like, this is like freaking Thor or something. Like, what the heck is going on? And then he gets rid of his old clothes and he gets to put on his cool Santa suit. So in this movie, Santa needs all of his balls to wear his Santa suit and to summon reindeer. So remember that.
Same.
Mm-hmm. And then Santa's like wrapping shit up. You know, he's saying bye to everybody. And then while this happens, the pilot goes inside to go get Kevin Bacon. Because it's like, oh, what happened to Richie Cunningham and Kevin Bacon? And the burst of light from the warehouse was Santa glitter bombing Kevin Bacon. And he's acting like the SWAT people. And just like that. And then he like snaps out of it.
Where is he?
Because he's like rolling around in stuffies.
You hear that,
stuffies, and he's acting like a kid. And then he snaps out of it. Stuffy. And then he snaps out of it, and he's like looking for Santa, but you know, all this toys and stuff are gone because they packed them up to give to kids. And he essentially has like a breakdown in the middle of his warehouse and starts crying on the floor, and then this little stuffed bunny comes up to him. It's like a little automated bunny, and he starts crying at the bunny, and then he's like, hello bunny. And that's the end of Kevin Bacon. And I forgot what and then Richie Cunningham is just hanging out too, I guess. And then cuts back to Santa. He's saying bye to everybody, thanks for the help, thanks for helping me find my balls, I really appreciate it. The elves give the kids some presents, and they say peace out to all of them. And then Santa is like, I'll see you guys next Christmas. I got like a bajillion other kids to see. You think you're special? Because you're not. Anyway, bye. And so he goes off, and then the kids give one of the presents to Officer Fox. And he's like, Santa told me to give this to you.
Let's be clear what's happening.
And the kids
are giving Officer Fox a present. The subtext in it is, you should fuck my mom.
Yep. That's what the present's for. Because he opens it up. And it's some mistletoe.
It's a dick in a box.
It's a dick in a box.
It's a cock ring.
It's a $50 gift card to. So yeah, it's a mistletoe. He's like, oh, you all son of a bitch. And then they kiss, and then giggle, and then the movie ends.
Yay.
That's it.
And Mary celebrates.
Yeah, it was like friggin' finally. Yeah, and then the deleted scenes is like,
yay.
they finally fuck. And then finally,
no, it just after sort of, the whole like, ends movie, abruptly, but like the kids never got over their daddy issues. Like nothing happened.
Yeah, pretty
and
quickly.
And I feel like half of this movie was just watching Kevin Bacon and Richie Cunningham just like fucking around, doing nothing, this like over and over and over. So like, you know, like this is one of those like Hallmark movies that is like halfway in the middle that's really like really frustrating, right? So like I really like the full on wine mom Hallmark movies.
Yep. The whole plot is essentially Santa's looking for junk to build toys. They're being like Homeland Security's watching them. Mom wants to fuck the cop.
Also
the kids are sad about their dad. Repeat. For an hour.
Mary,
and
also, Mary, you should write the description for this week for the podcast.
But like there's one female character and that is it. Yeah. I mean like there's the daughter, but she
doesn't count. Need one white woman to
relate
to.
I guess there's
to.
Like that one. Yeah, there's a little girl elf who's in it for like a minute. Yeah. But besides that, like literally everyone
throws
a koosh
balls
on the
ground.
A sausage fest. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of surprised by that.
If there was a relationship in this movie, do you think it's Richie Cunningham and Kevin Bacon?
Absolutely.
It is.
And his wife Oprah.
That's part of the fan fiction that's going in. And his wife Oprah. They're polyamorous.
That is what he calls Kevin Bacon.
They're all very happy together.
I'm Richie Cunningham.
This is my wife
Oprah.
And then there's Joanna Juana Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, no, and then no, when they get married,
no,
Joanna Juana Johnson.
Hot
Dick Fox. Hot Dick Fox. Yep. Hot
so it's Joanna Juana Fox.
Oh, Joanna wanna fuck. Do the kids change their last name?
It's Little and Shit.
Does it say Johnson?
I don't know. They were like really boring.
It's generic boy and generic girl.
They
girl,
were.
I thought the girl, I mean, it's she's a little child actress. I don't want to be like
no
too rough on her, but the acting was not good. And it's like, I think there was like some. And it's not just her, but just throughout the movie, there's some weird accents
also,
going
like,
on.
I
there's
know,
some weird
just, like,
dubbing,
yeah,
VR stuff
trauma,
going on.
Like that openly. Yeah, like
to some old man they found unconscious. Like, the docs, they sure
because
do.
Like this little kid is like bizarrely.
You get them to start drinking, they'll say anything.
Like she's just like, my dad left, but I was too young to understand, so I'm fine with it now. My brother, on the other hand, is going through some deep shit, so maybe
yeah,
talk to him.
Right.
Like, she's fine and obviously well-adjusted, but, like, I'm just like, I don't know. Thanks, Bridget. That's fine.
Bridget
we could have watched the
it.
Full Wine Mom
she picked
one
a bad
instead.
One. So good job.
Picked, yeah.
We picked a half and half. That's fine.
I intentionally chose a bad one.
This could have been, like, an hour-long, like, Hallmark special. Screw what the kids and Santa are doing. I want to see more of this.
But no, seriously, like, I've never seen a hornier woman in a Hallmark movie. No, it was from like first scene.
Yeah, the eyes gave it away.
Like Santa's in the hospital, and you already know what this woman is up to.
She
whenever
she
Officer
wants to get
Hank like, turns
her
around,
Miranda
she's
rights.
Pelvic thrusts.
You just see her in the background of some scene, like doing that. Just like out of focus. It's like, I can tell it's you. We should kind of Bridget. Well, what are your thoughts on the movie?
Well, as you
my
know,
name is
or as
Bridget,
I said earlier,
and
I
thought
think it
everything
was that bad.
With Kevin
I mean,
Bacon
now that
was
you're
so
saying,
good.
Yeah, it was... It's not even Kevin Bacon. But no, I mean it wasn't terrible. It wasn't. I would give it like. It got a 5 on IMDb. I would give it a 6.
I don't trust anybody.
I would give it 6 Joanna Juanas out of
you're
10.
Kidding me.
You gave it a 6? Really?
It's so funny
it's
when Richard Cunningham
it was so boring.
Numbers.
Nothing happened.
I wouldn't. I do love buddy cop movies. I love cop movies.
Yeah, did you like it when he was just like, shoot all the fucking
I do
elves
love
dead.
Cop movies.
Fucking kill them all.
Shoot to kill.
Get the little ones right God. Between the eyes. They're terrorists.
I give this movie 5. apple pies out of 5.
So then I had to kick you off.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That would have been me, so probably.
Wait, when did everybody watch it?
Okay, so I started watching it at like 2:30 today. And then I had to keep taking breaks. So, like, I was going back and forth.
Because it was terrible.
You know, and, like, working and, like, working and stuff. And then I came and then I texted, John texted me back. And then so I finished doing the dishes and John asked for the login info. And then I was like, oh, shit, I got to go finish the movie before John logs in. And then at that point, John and Mary were all rewatching it.
I think Bridget liked it because she didn't watch it all at once. She watched it all in like pieces. And then come she'd back have to and sit say, through an hour maybe. And a half straight of this
maybe.
Shit.
Maybe.
What are doing now?
Well, I would let it
that
run.
That is why though. You liked it. You weren't even paying attention. It's not that. It's not that bad considering I didn't watch half.
I friggin' I took yeah, like got a four bunch pages of notes handwritten here. Notes for this dumb shit. You're like, it's good. It's like a freaking college lecture.
My first note.
So I just
I didn't
my
see
first
the
note,
ending.
By the way, is Nurse Johnson is leaving
see
a snail trail.
The last 5 minutes.
Mine is dude blows up Santa UFO question mark. I would rate this movie 2.
Oh wow.
2 sad Santa balls out of 10. Santa balls. It was. I did not like it. It's just the same 5 scenes over and over for an hour and a half. In hell, they play this movie and serve you dinner that they made in the 50s is my hell.
Okay, so I'm going to give this 3 snail trails out of 10.
Oh my god.
Trails. Partially because like I do like the wine mom moments for a lot. Like everything from the Say Anything Girl and Officer Hot Dick is great and it's really entertaining. But like I said, like everything to do with the FBI guys like fucking sucks.
Ain't nobody covers.
That's a direct quote. Quote me on that.
I mean, you just said it.
So yeah, like I don't know. It just doesn't have a lot of film magic to me, you know, like that sort of Hallmark, you know, kind of feeling. Too much FBI, not enough Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. And the elves.
Too much shoot to kill.
They were dumb.
Not enough banging.
Yeah. Elves suck. I don't know.
What yeah, the elves. The elves were pretty terrible.
What is this character even doing?
I thought the
his
Santa
weave was bad. That was a bad
weave. I thought
weave.
The Santa was adorable, though.
He was. He was a good Santa.
He had a better weave.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Otherwise, you also would give it.
Well,
like,
apparently, Will and I just didn't watch half the movie. Will, did you watch the whole movie?
Because it fucking sucks.
This movie fucking sucks, and I haven't even started yet. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this retelling of
very accurate retelling.
The very accurate Santa incident. It's something that was made. And something you can watch. We will be doing another Hallmark or
Baby's
some
First
other
Christmas.
Similar type of movie.
Baby's First Christmas.
Maybe. I don't want to spoil anything. It's an option. But we'll be at least watching one other type of Hallmark
Baby's First
movie.
Christmas.
Possibly Baby's First Christmas. Or some other movie. I don't know.
Christmas Prince.
And then we'll also be watching... There's so many options. We'll have to
There's
think
only
about
one
it.
Option. It's Baby's First Christmas.
But... that's an opinion.
No, that's a fact.
Tune in next week for a movie review of
Baby's
something
Christmas.
About Christmas. And we will also be watching this month the DCOM, The Ultimate Christmas Present, which, by the way, is 10 times better.
I know what Joanna
movie,
wants as a
right
present.
Now, I'm just saying.
Fewer daddy issues.
And apple pie. That's makes it better. That was that. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening to us. Subscribe, rate, review, and then we'll just see you guys next time.
If you ever find a drunk hobo on a dock, do not save him.
Just let him die. Let him get crushed by the heavy machinery.
More trouble than it's worth.
Oh, and also remember, you can't hold someone hostage as a at a hospital.
You got to release them immediately.
You can't. Patients' rights. Those are the lessons here.
They're old and blind and they want to go. Them's the breaks. Let them go.
That's their choice. we'll talk to you next time.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.